Welcome to Enigma. The details of every surprise attack, every secret convoy, and every U-boat in the bloody Atlantic go into that thing. And out comes gibberish.
It's beautiful.
It's the crooked hand of death itself. Our wrens intercept thousands of radio messages a day. But to the lovely young ladies of the Women's Royal Navy, they're nonsense. It's only when you feed them back into Enigma that they make any sense.
But we have an Enigma machine.
Yes, Polish intelligence smuggled it out of Berlin.
So what's the problem? Just put the intercepted messages back into the Enigma and you'll
get the original... It's not that simple, is it? Just having an Enigma machine doesn't help you to decode the messages.
Very good, Mr. Turing. To decode a message, you need to know the machine's settings. Now, the Germans switch settings every day promptly at midnight. We usually intercept our first message around 6 a.m., which gives you exactly 18 hours every day to crack the code before it changes and you start again.
Vibrators. 10 plug board cables. That's
1 million.
1,000 million.
No, I've got it.
It's million. Oh, it's in the millions, obviously.
It's over 150 million, million, million possible settings.
Very good.
159, if you want to be exact about it. 159, with 18 zeros behind it. Possibilities. Every single day.
Gentlemen, meet Hugh Alexander. I personally selected him to run this unit.
Didn't you?
Mr. Alexander won Britain's national chess championship.
Twice.
You're not the only one who's good at games around here, Turing.